The Gemara Maseches Yoma and Daf Chai Gimel on Beis has this discussion about the sugya of Chatzis Shir. We'll take a look at the sugya on Ayin Gimel as well as Ayin Dalet. We're not going to go all the way back to how it connects to the Mishnah. We're trying best to keep it, you know, relevant to us. The Inmar, I'm five lines down in the Gemara. You borrowed my Gemara, so I underline these lines. You should be able to find it quickly. Four lines down the Gemara. The Inmar Chatzis Shir of Yochanan Maras Minatar, Vishlaka Shomer, Mutim Minatar, Machlokas Amroim, if Chatzis Shir is Asim Minatorah or Mutim Minatorah. So Hanichel of Yochanan, who holds that's Asim Minatorah, El Reish Lakish, how do you read our Mishnah? So the answer is, or Michael and Neymar, Mod Reish Lakish, Asim Minatorah. According to Yochanan, you see that. I'm sorry. According to Yoh Reish Lakish, Chati Shir is Aser Midrabbana. So Machlok Samraim, if it's Aser Midtorah, Aser Midrabbana, and the obvious question, the first question we should ask is, you know, being a good brisker that we are, what's the question we should ask? What's the major issue that comes up first? What? Correct. What's behind this Machlokas? Why say it's Aser Midtorah? Why say it's Mutter Midtorah? The truth is Aser Midrabbana, just an additional thing added on. The real Machlokas is, what's the halacha? Is it Asim HaTorah and Mutim HaTorah? So the truth is, the first line, in other words, again, just make sure we understand wrong. Now, Chatzis Shir needs to be less than a Kazayas. If you need a Kazayas some more, it's certainly Asher. It's certainly Asher. And that's what you get Malchus on. If you need less than a Kazayas, so what's the halacha? So Machlokas, Asim HaTorah and Mutim HaTorah. Who's the first, who makes more sense at first glance? What's the basic way to start? In other words, who's saying less of a chiddush? Not the guy who's saying, hey, wait, I'll teach you a chiddush. It's a simple, question, straightforward suggestion. If you didn't know any better, what would you say on your own? The rabbi asked that many times. Who makes more sense at first glance? If you didn't know his machlokes already. Sometimes you know it so well, you know, you have to think, like, I didn't know what I know. Well, who makes first glance? What would you throw out? Reish Lakish, why? Why not? The Torah is saying, like, who says it is Aser? Teach me a chiddush that it is Aser. First glance, Reish Lakish is going to make all the sense in the world. And the truth is, if you broke down Reish Lakish, I think it breaks down to two different parts. The first part is that on Yom Kippur there is one Isser Achilah. Let's just say, we'll talk about Yom Kippur because that's the context of the Gemara over here. That there is one Isser Achilah, and that is to find. And it's defined with the Shir Kizayis. In other words, what is the definition of the Isser of Yom Kippur, let's just say? Actually, Yom Kippur is not a Kizayis. But we'll just use Kizayis as well. Whatever, we shouldn't talk about Yom Kippur, whatever. Yom Kippur is really not a Kizayis. Yom Kippur is really a Kippur 7, so it's a separate Shir for Yom Kippur. But let's say, if there's one Isser Achila, let's just say we're talking about Pasuk B'Chala, or Achilas, Chela, any Isser Achila in the world. Doesn't make a difference. There's one Isser Achila, and the definition of it is the Shir. The Shir defines the Isser. If that be the case, so what would Rabbi Yochanan seem to disagree with? He would hold up either what? Somehow there are really. He would suggest one of two things. Either somehow there is a second Isser, right? There's another Isser out there. Or he would say, the definition of the Isser is not a Kizayis. Rather, what? Right, exactly. The Isser is a Kol Shehu. It's just the Malkus, or the Onesh for that matter. That's a Kizayis. But Lechora, Rabbi Yochanan could suggest one of two interpretations. In other words, Rabbi Yochanan could say either one of these. And the truth is, they're very different from each other. This is the more yeshivish terminology. This is a classic hakira, how to understand Chatzis Shir, which is to try to isolate and understand the difference. I just think it's important not just to throw it out, but to kind of see how it builds off the Gemara. Let's say you didn't know the classic hakira walking in already. You'd be able to say, well, who makes more sense at first glance and who disagrees? What's the difference between this Mahalach and Rabbi Yochanan and this Mahalach and Rabbi Yochanan? You have to, like, be magnetic, like, really pinpoint the difference. What's the difference between the first and second interpretation of Rabbi Yochanan?
First, I have to be sure this, or you're technically right. There's some other outside external reason why this is wrong. And like,
yeah, you're saying it right. The intrinsic word I'm going to hold off, and I'll get back to that later. I'm not sure that made it to this place, but I think you're saying it correct. The first suggestion is there's a totally separate iser. There's a separate iser called chatzi shir. Alternatively, and you'll see how clear it is by the second suggestion, it's the same old iser, just downgraded. Meaning, if I eat a kizayis of chelev, what aveira did I violate? Chelev. Yeah. If I ate a chetzi zayis of chelev, what iser did I violate? Unclear. Either chelev, but I just didn't get enough to get an onet. Right? In other words, I violated the iser of chelev, I violated the iser of achila yom kippur, I violated whatever iser I'm talking about. It's the same shame hadiser. Just there's no onesh because there's only a chatzi shir. Alternatively, it's like an independent iser. It's a separate iser. It's an, in other words, it's an iser. You know, we're chelev over here. It's a little tricky. It's basically the same old iser. It's oto ha-iser. It's the exact same iser. Just, yeah, exactly. Without the onesh, without the shir. Alternatively, you'd say it's a separate iser, it's a new iser, it's an independent iser. Let me just try my best to clarify the chakir with a few nafkaminas. The Ramban in his Torah Ha'adam is dealing with a fascinating principle called Hakal Hakal Tchila, which basically means if a person's in a situation where they have to violate an iser, let's say whether it's Pekuach Nefesh or whether it's, I don't know what, whatever situation, let's just say Pekuach Nefesh, where you have to, a person, the doctor says, Nebuchadnezzar, if this guy doesn't eat food, you know, he's going to die. And the only food you have is, let's say, I don't know what, Tevel and Truma. So the halacha is, Tevel is worse than Truma, so you should give the guy Truma first and then give him Tevel later. Or if you can have, you know, you can violate a big Avera versus a small Avera, we always try our best to violate the smaller Avera first. That's the principle of Hakal Hakal Tchila. So the Ramban in the Torah and other asks a fascinating question. It goes, how is it ever possible to come into a situation where you have the problem of Hakal Hakal Tchila? It's never shayach. It's strictly theoretical. Because every time the doctor ever prescribes for you to eat, he's only telling you chatzi shir. And as long as you're eating chatzi shir, it's all the same thing. In other words, if you're eating chatzi shir, who cares if it's a chatzi shir of iser X or a chatzi shir of iser Y? Who cares if it's a chatzi shir of tevel or a chatzi shir of truma? That's the Ramban's question. He goes, so where is it ever shaykh to talk about the iser of chatzi shir? By the way, what conceptual understanding is this Ramban's question based upon?
The first one,
correct. It's a separate iser. Number one is that it's an iser chadash. It's a separate iser. It's not the same old iser. It's an independent iser, and therefore his kasha is therefore it's not shaykh. Now the truth is, in order to answer this question of the Ramban, you can suggest one of two things. How could you answer it? Let me just tell you the Ramban's two answers, and you tell me which assumption he's undermining in this question. Again, the question of the Ramban is also predicated on two assumptions. Number one is that there's a separate iser. That's the concept. That's the yisod over here. And the yisod, the application of it, is that therefore, there's never a case where it's shaykh to talk about chatzi shir. One can go one of two ways. You could say, the first answer the Ramban says is that, no, even if you eat less than a shir, even if you're eating pachas mishir, at the end of the day, tevel is still worse than truma. In other words, there are gradations within pachas mishir. If you eat less than a shir of tevel, that's much more severe than eating less than a shir of truma. Which conceptual model does the Ramban accept in the maskana in his answer? Which of these assumptions does he undermine? Zach, you said it, say it again? The first one. In other words, the first Ramban's answer is that it's not an Isser Chadash, it's the same old Isser. I think they call it Isser Kvali versus Isser Prati. It's the same old Isser. It's the Isser we are fully aware of, just it's without an Onish. And therefore, Tevel is worse than Truma, even if it's Pachs Mishir, just like it's worse than Truma if it's more than a Shir. The second answer the Ramban gives, this is fascinating, the Ramban says an Ekipta. The Ramban says, the question is so good, the only possible case where the din of hakal hakal tchila is really shaykh, is really relevant in the first place, is when the doctor prescribes a kizayis of teva, or a kizayis of truma. What's the Rabban saying there? Correct. The Rabban saying ein achinami. The mindset is correct. The concept doesn't change, but the application does. In other words, it is the iser chadash. It is the same. In other words, it's a separate iser. It's an iser benifrad. It's an independent iser called chatzi shir. Not just the same old iser downgraded. It's an independent iser. However, what? It's just that it is shaykh. And this is l'chor, the major question, the major hakira. What is it chatzi shir all about? Is there an iser called chatzi shir? Just like the Torah asks you eating pig, the Torah asks you eating chalim, the Torah asks you eating basar v'chalav. So to the Torah say you shouldn't eat a chatzi shir. Alternatively, one could suggest no. The Torah didn't make a separate iser entitled chatzi shir. Rather, it's just like you ate pig with a shear, and that was bad, so if you ate less than a shear, you just don't get the onus. But it is the same old issue. Let me throw out a few more nafkaminas, and then I'll take the question in a second. There's a fascinating Gemara in Masechet Pesachim on Daf Chav Dalet. The Gemara in Masechet Pesachim on Daf Chav Dalet says that in the context of the issue of Kelei HaKerem, there's an issue called Kelei HaKerem, which has a unique din to it. 99% of the Isurei Achila, Machalos Asuros, by Kolchar Kula, Machalos Asuros, the halacha is if you eat it Shalom Kedark, it's okay. What's Achila Shalom Kedark? I don't know. Let's say, these days they have all sorts of fancy ways that doctors can, somehow figure out food to get into, into your body. Whatever the case of Achila Shalom Kedark is. If you eat at Achila Shalom Kedark, the general rule is Lav Shmei Achila, and it's not us, or it's okay. However, when it comes to Kelei HaKerem, the Gemara in Pesachim, the Abdallah says, it's even us that if it's Achila Shelo Kedarka. You with me? So what's the Nafkamina? What Nafkamina can you think of? What's the Nafkamina? So I don't know if I'm supposed to say, but even this farm. He has his Nafkamina to this. This is Hakir, everyone talks about. This is his Nafkamina. I think it's his Nafkamina. Remember. In any event, what's an afkamina? No one can think of it? Correct. No, it's lo kedarka is chatzi shir. If you eat a chatzi shir of shelo kedarka, let's say you eat kelei hakerem, but you don't have a whole kizayis, you have a half kizayis of it. So what issue did you violate? Did you violate an issue called chatzi shir? Did you violate an issue called kelei hakerem? If, and you eat it the way that, achila shelo kedarka. If the name of the issue is called kelei hakerem, it's just a lower amount that you've eaten, you've just consumed quantitatively less. If that's the case, then what? If it's Otoa Isser, it's still Kelei HaKerem, then there's nothing wrong with it. It's still Usser, because just like the Torah says, Kelei HaKerem, you violated the Tvita Shalom Kedarka, this is still the same Isser called Kelei HaKerem. It's just less of it. You may not get an onus, but you did violate the Isser. However, if there's a separate issue called Chatzi Shir, well, I only know that eating Kelei HaKerem is bad if it's Achila Shelo Kedarka. By all other Achilas in the Torah, by other Machalos Asuros, if you eat it Shelo Kedarka, it's totally fine. And therefore, if you eat a Chatzi Shir Shelo Kedarka, what you ate is Chatzi Shir Shelo Kedarka, it's totally mutter. That's another nafkamina to help clarify our question. I'll throw out two or three more Chakirs because they're showing them, have them, and they're kind of nice. Rav Moshe Salvechik is a fun one. This also clarifies. Rav Moshe Salvechik was once asked in Brisk, I don't even know where, but now Brisk, Rav Moshe, yeah, maybe. Rav Moshe on Yom Kippur one year was addressed by the Chaz, and the Chaz said, "Listen, I felt very sick this morning, and I had a little bit of water, but I had a puff of a shear. I felt mamish ill, and I didn't break a shear, but I had a chatzi shear of water. I know there's a minhag. I know there's a minhag that the Chazin should be a person who's still fasting." So maybe I shouldn't daven. So Moshe said, it's okay, you can daven. Why? But Moshe said, because the minhag is not to what? The minhag is not to have a chazan who violated Achila Shia Yom Kippur. You didn't violate Achila Shia Yom Kippur. You know what you violated? Chatzi Shir. You can daven. Maisa Shahaya. For Moshe said, I don't think I had no other chazan, they had a good voice, and Moshe wanted to rely on this is sad and look at here. These be shown him in order to help us out. There's a few other documents to the Shiloh, and we'll take them step further. Questions and step further. Let's take one or two more out just to help track what's going on. Maybe share a little more. There's a Shiloh, it's a halacha called if a person is mushva ba'omid. If a person makes a shvuah on something that they already commit, if I make a shvuah tomorrow, I'm going to put on tefillin. So the shvuah is null and void. There's no relevance to that shvuah because it's that mishba masha. I already made the shvuah on Har Sinai. It's called mushva ba'omid de Har Sinai. You already made it. Earlier on, you know, once upon a time, you can't make two shvuas. That's a whole larger question, how that works and whatnot. But there's a machlokas in the Rishonim, the Rashba versus the Rambam. If a person makes a shvuah on a chatzishir, so the Rashba writes kipshuto. The Rashba says in the Masechet Shvuos that if a person is mushva on a chatzishir, it's mushva omed like any other isser in the Torah. The Rambam in Hilchas Shvuos Parakei Alach Hazayin says no. You're not mushva v'omei, and therefore you'd be chayiv if you would violate that shvuah. According to the Rashi and Patzer, because the shvuah doesn't kick off, you'd violate the original isur, but the mushva, the shvuah you would not violate because the shvuah can't be chal, it can't be nitpas, because it's mushva v'omei. The Rashi makes all sense in the world. Some of the Achronim explain the Rambam, it takes a little more to explain the Rambam. The Rambam seems to say, it's shocking, that you'd be chayiv on the shvuah because the shvuah is chal. Why not say that mushva v'omei? Achronim suggest. For this Rambam, they say you have to make two points. Number one is that Chatzi Shir is a separate Isser called Chatzi Shir. And more than that, it's not spelled out in the Chumash. That being the case, you know, it's not really considered Mushma V'Omi. It is a surprising Shita, but they suggest since it's a separate Isser and it's not really spelled out in the Chumash, in other words, if it would be a downgraded formulation of chaylev, of basi b'chalev, who knows what? It's for sure less matter. You can't even begin to talk. But if you believe it's a separate isser, and you believe mushma ba'omeid is only things that are spelled out in the Torah, which is debatable, but if you take those two assumptions, you make those two points, you explain the Shita's Harambam. Let me throw out one more nafkamina. I know you guys have questions. I'll take them all in a second. That's probably natural. I'll take a bunch of them in a second. Let me just get out one or two more things, and then we'll answer a little bit of questions there. Sorry, I'm going so long without them. It's not my style, but I want to just link up two more things. The Mishnah LeMelech in Hilchas Chametz has a standard shita, but the Minchas Chinuch disagrees with it. Shaila comes as follows: let's say a person doesn't have a kezayis of matzah, whatever kezayis is. Not my topic right now. We'll talk about that Erev Pesach. Who knows when? Person doesn't have a kezayis of matzah. He has bach mishir of matzah. Is there any value in eating it? So at first glance, what would you say? Oh. At first glance, you would say machlok. It's okay. At first glance, with svara, what would you say? No. What's the value? There's a mitzvah called eating kezayis matzah, and that's what the Mishnah LeMelech says. However, the Minchas Chinuch in a few places, one is the mitzvah, but a few places in the Minchas Chinuch, he says there is a mitzvah, meaning where there's value, there's some positive, you know, halachic entity, meaning pachos mishir of a mitzvah. It's a fascinating shita. Now, kezayis certainly is the best. If you have less than a kezayis, should you eat the matzah? The Minchas Chinuch says yes. Would you make a bracha? I don't know. I assume not. But maybe. I don't know. Interesting question. Halachic mitzvah, certainly you would. You know, and I guess Allah Subhanahu wa Taala said, all you have is less excess matzah. Pays to eat it also. At the end of the day, we're finding Minchas Chinuch. What's behind this machlo? Because what's this for after Minchas Chinuch? Yeah, Jake, what do you want to say?
I just want to say, like, it just sounds just like any video that
is a chila. You know, you have a. But why is he going to add a chila to it? Is ready to add a chila eating matzah today?
What?
Should you eat a little bit of matzah today? Like, well, you should, right?
Yeah, right.
No, there's no such thing about it. I don't know what I'm saying. We don't value random, you know, things. There's halachic definitions of mitzvahs, and if you're not doing them, there's no value to it. There's no value in eating matzah today.
Like, what's the value of davening in the morning if you're not waiting for me? It's the same thing, no?
There are certain situations where halacha, well, assuming your criteria is correct, there are certain situations where there's lechem chilas and bidyabit, but mehechates eating less than a kezayis and matzah is bidyabit even. Like, what's the value of it? Shol Yaakov, what do you want to say?
Is it possible at all that any of these would show up on Sabbath? Is it not something that would pass the hybrid rocket, or nobody passes the hybrid rocket?
I don't think so. But no, what's the far for this? What's the far for this Minchas Chinuch? Yeah?
The original one is saying that if you have a kind of mitzvah, you
No mitzvah, no value. So that's a starting point. In other words, the minchas chinuch. You're right. The minchas chinuch believes, well, if there's an isra of chatzi shir, there should at least be a mitzvah somehow of chatzi shir. Okay. Why yes? Why no? Why the minchas? Why the Mishnah Mel think that's preposterous? Why the minchas chinuch subscribe to that? That's a rai, not a svara. Meaning, you could say, look, meich tezin shas. That's a rai, but the svara I want to know. Why should the isra of chatzi shir carry over to mitzvos, or why shouldn't it? What should it depend upon? What is chatzi shir all about? Yeah, what do you want to say it out? Okay, but just spell it out. Yeah.
Chatzi shir is the same
correct. L'chora, if there's a separate isra called chatzi shir, that doesn't necessarily mean there's a separate mitzvah called chatzi shir. We'll see in a few minutes. It's actually a brand new pasuk that teaches me there's a principle called chatzi shir. That isurim are pasuk chatzi shir. If that's true by isurim, mech tesi, it's true by mitzvahs. However, if you believe that the Torah never shiurim don't define isurim, then there's at least a good svara to say they also don't define mitzvahs. The shiurim are just the cutoff point where some higher level kicks in. Onesh, or maybe a bracha for a mitzvah. I don't know what. But the point is they're not intrinsically part of the thing. Let me just, you know, one more quick little linkage, and then we'll take a few questions. People have questions. I appreciate patience over here. And once I get this linkage, the truth is it'll be a little more clear. The last nachim me. What's the source of chatzi shir? How do you know chatzi shir is awesome? So the truth is, if you look at the Gemara in Ayin Dalam and Aleph, it's a fascinating Gemara, which really is like a classic Gemara that Rishonim are going to like jump all over. Let's take a look. Ready? Gemara says as follows. Gufa, from the two dots, about a third of the way up in the bottom of the page. Gufa. Chatzi shir of Yochanan Amar Asim HaTorah, Shlok Shamar Mutzim HaTorah. Of Yochanan Amar Asim HaTorah, here comes the reason why. Kevan dechazi litzdaru feisura ka'achim. Fascinating line. Keva de chazil it's tarufe. Since it's chazil, since it can potentially see at siruf, since we mitzdar, since you may finish eating later on, isura ka'achma. You're eating isura right now. Resh lakasham remotim la Torah, achila am rachmana veleka. All the Torah really asked for it was achila, and this is not achila. That's Resh lakasham's two assumptions. The Torah made asr achila, and this is not achila. It's only the Torah defined achila as kizayis, and Rav Yochanan is going to hold of one of two, like we pointed out earlier on. Eisei Rav Yochanan, the Reish Lakish, here comes the Kasha, Einli Ela, Kol Sheyeshnu Ba'onish, Yeshnu Ba'azhara, but Koi V'chatzi Shir Hol, Ve'enu Ba'onish, Yochel, Enu Ba'azhara. Let's say a person wants to eat a, you know, a person wants to, violate the Isra of, let's say, Koi, or the Isra of Chatzi Shir. So, maybe it's taka mutter, right? That's what the Brisa says. In other words, it's there is no onesh, but maybe there is an azhara. Maybe it's usher, but there's just no punishment. Pamalomer kol chela. The Torah teaches me kol chela. Kol chela teaches me that even calling the smallest amount is mamash usher. Isn't that a great rhyme from Yochanan that what? That even though there's no onesh, there is an as hard as there is an answer. So the Gemara says, yeah, it's a good rai. However, mid rabbanim across machtav alma. And then the Gemara brings rai back and forth. That's true. Now, Reish Lakish dodges the bullet. Reish Lakish says, case is what? A case of? And a smachta. You know, he defends himself as a smachta. What's an interesting, what question should you ask on this Gemara we just read? What problem could you already anticipate? Textual sensitivity. What problem could you see already being, yeah? What issue is going to come up? Yeah, Michael, you could say. Yeah, what's the real source? I appreciate your humility to sit there nicely. You can feel free to say stuff. Don't worry about it. I know you know this stuff. There's a machlokas, Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Rav Yochanan says it's Bnei Torah. What's Rav Yochanan's source? So when the Gemara presented us Rav Yochanan Shita, it seems to be a svara. Kevin the Chazul, it's the roof, he's through a ka'achim. However, then Rabbi Yochanan brings a raya. His raya is from a brisa, and the brisa has a pasuk. So like, how do you solve that problem? And by the way, conceptually, if you had to guess, what do you think the Rishonim would say about this? If you had to come up with two potential approaches how to solve this problem, there's a stira in Rabbi Yochanan. On one hand, you have the Zeres HaKasra, on the other hand, you have a Svara. What do you think? Right away, what are you trying to say? Yeah? Really, you could say that somehow the Svara is the real McCoy. The Svara is the real McCoy as well. The Svara is the source, and that's where we know from. And the Zeres HaKasra is. It's an Asmachta. It's some type of something else. It teaches us something about it. Who knows? What alternatively what? You can argue that. The exact opposite. And the truth is that's enough locus for showing. If you look, the people who think that the Zeres HaKasra is the real source, take a look at Rashi. The Rashi, the Rush says that as a Tosfos to read Tosfos Yeshanim, we'll take a look at them inside in a second, not the Rush. Rashi, take a look at Rashi on the page before at Ayin Gimel. Chatzishir says Rashi Kilomar. We'll get back to this Rashi in a little more depth in a few minutes. Kilomar Pachos. How many conclusions or interesting points should you pull out of this Rashi? What is interesting? What points would you want to pull out of this Rashi? The simple one is one of building towards, feel free to say it. That's Xeris HaKasra. What else do you see from this Rashi now that we read it? I double underlined the word Kolomar. Yeah, correct. Very good deal. Okay, the underlining. Anytime Rashi says Kolomar, what is Rashi doing? This is an important textual point. Anytime Rashi says Kolomar, he thinks there are two ways to interpret something. He's explaining it one way, not the other. Kolomar means, let me give over a synonymous explanation. Now, the only reason why Rashi would do this is because either it's totally not clear, you don't know what he's talking about, or he's rejecting something. In our case, it's probably rejecting. We'll have to figure out what he's rejecting. We'll get back to that in a minute. But according to Rashi, the source seems to be the Pasuk. If you look at the Tosfos Yeshanim on Ayin Dalet over here as well, we'll read through this more carefully in a few minutes as well. Tosfos Yeshanim, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Asim in HaTorah Mishum Dechazel Etzitarufi, me who says the Tosfos Yeshanim, Iker Taimet the Rabbi Yochanan the Darsh Leil Kamen Mikrod Kol Chelev. The real source is the Pasuk of Kol Chelev. However, there are other Yishonim, for example, the Ran in the Sechik Shavuos, who seems to suggest this far. The Rambam as well, when he quotes this, we'll read the Rambam in a few minutes as well, the Rambam also, never in the Hilchis anywhere, never in the Mishnah Torah, the Rambam mentioned the Pasuk called Caleb. Presumably, why not? Because he doesn't believe it's the real source. The Rambam's never shy about quoting the real source. He talks about the Svara, he doesn't mention anything about the Pasuk. And therefore, there's a good chance that you have a Machlokas Rishonim over here as to what is the source. Now, by the way, what would you love to do? What's a great thing to do? I want you to tell everyone what they don't know, Michael. What's it, what? Yeah, that's what you'd love to do. Just in terms of methodology, conceptually, it makes me feel good that, you know. You guys have been in shear a little bit longer, okay? You can stop a little quicker. It's a good sign to do my job properly. It's a positive sign for the guys who are still working on it. Anytime you ever have a sugya, often sugyas look as follows. You have the Makor, which is the Torah teaching of the source. You have what's called the Mahus, or the Ofi, or the Tiv, or the Chakir, or whatever, which is what we have all about. And then you have all the Nafkaminas in the world, which you call the Hebrew Hekay for the scope. It's like classic methodology 101. If you want to know, if you're a Machlokas, should I do X or Y, it depends upon, well, what is the goal of what I'm trying to do? And the goal should depend upon how the Torah taught it to me. Sometimes you go forwards. The Torah teaches me X, and there are two possible Makoros. Well, I would love to say the two possible Makoros, whether they are a Svara or a Kol Chelev, somehow link up to what is Chatzishir all about. And what is Chatzishir all about will link up to the four or five Nafkaminas we threw at the beginning of Shir. That's how like a perfect neat sugya works. It doesn't always work that way. Sometimes the Rishonim start jumping ship, and that's when you have to like become a more sophisticated Brisker. But in the ideal sense, this is like the ultimate dream of any Brisker to have it work out perfectly neat. This sugya is a very good one. That's one of the reasons why I chose it. I choose sugyas every week, so sometimes you get good ones, sometimes you get ones that are a little bit more messy. In any event, if you had to link this up, sure, how would you want to link it? Do you always want to say it, Huda? I'll let you say it. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I threw you off because I set you up and called your name. But I point to anybody. I know you got it. Okay, just say. And so much so that I even mixed it up on the board. I was supposed to write over here, because there is Hakasa. The Xeris Hakasa is a separate circle called Chela. The teaching is a separate circle called Chela. The Svara is a Svara of, well, if the Torah made an Asir by here, Mistama, it's even bad, a little bit less. And this would be Oto Isser, the same old Isser, just at a lower standard. This would be like the Isser Shel Chati Shir, the Isser Minifrayim. And all the Nafka Minas would work out as well. Now, the truth would be really nice if you could somehow prove that the Xeris Hakasa for the Svara people, i.e., the Ran and the Rambam at one versus Rashi, the Russian Post, the Shadim, could I somehow bring Raya's Lishitasa to my Achila? That'd be one step further than just saying the Svara works. In other words, Yudith thought for a second, said, hey, it makes a lot of sense to link up the source to the Mahos, the Chakira to the, you know, the Lomdis to the source. And I think it makes a lot of sense. Question is it really true? So I like to suggest that it is. Take a look at the Rambam for starters. The Rambam is found in Hilchos Shvisa Sasser, Perek Beis, Halacha Gimel. The Rambam, I think, is clear, but you'll see in a few minutes, the Tosfos Shanim is mamish, crystal clear. It doesn't get any clearer than that. And I'll get back to our leftover issue with Rashi. Taking more time than I thought I was going to. Story of my life. Take a look at Perek Beis, Halacha Gimel. You see it over here? Achal Oshase Pachs Mikashir. Who wants to read? Yeah, we're going to get a Rambam there. Go read. Yeah. So what is the Rambam? Any view from the Rambam? Any comments to make? We can finish it up. You even get Malkus Derabbanan. Again, not that right. So because, you know, there are no Malkus if you get Malkus Derabbanan. Again, Achal Oshas Apachas Mikashir Zeh Eino Chayiv Kares Achal Pi Yeshua Asim Natorah. What does Rambam mean to any funny textual presentation? Any lashonos or mashma anyway? Okay. What? It's what? It sounds like saying, but I don't
know.
Which is as opposed to which Chatzishir is not Rizr, not necessarily from the Torah. I don't think so. Chatzishir, I think he passes as Daraisa. That's like Rabbi Yochanan, and he says, Achal Oshas Apach Mishir Ze Eino Chayv Kareis Af Pishu Asim Min HaTorah. It is Asim Min HaTorah. B'Chatzishir, you know. No? What do you want to say? What? Just say it out. I didn't say that, I just read the Rambam. You think it's so clear it's not worthwhile saying. Say it out. The mashmash of the Rambam is what? There's a separate Isser or it's a downgraded Isser?
Downgraded
Isser. From what words of the Rambam do you see? The Afal piece certainly is correct. In other words, listen to this again. Achal Oshas Apach Mishir said, read less than the previous year that he mentioned in Halakha Beis. Eino Chayiv Kares Afal Pishu Asim Natorah. You're not Chayiv Kares, even though it's Asim Natorah. From the fact that there was a Havamina for starters, that you're a Chayiv Kares means that what? It's a downgraded Isser of Yom Kippur and not a separate Isser of Kol Chelev. There's no Isser Kares on Kol Chelev because it's a downgraded thing. And Afal P sounds like it really, even though it is the same old Isser, we're not going to give you Kares, we're not going to give you the onesh on a pachos mishir. Afal pishu asim nator b'chatzishir ein chayven el kares el al kishir. It sounds like we're talking about one isser over here. Do you get kares on it? The answer is if you ate the shir, yes. If you ate less than the shir, no. But the entire presentation doesn't sound like we're talking about a separate Isser over here, but rather the same old Isser. And that would be Lashitas when the rabbi, why he never mentions Kol Chelev anywhere in the Mishnah Torah. However, if you look at the Tosfos Yeshanim, and this is a little bit tricky, we're going to have to try our best to work it through properly. I'm going to go over a few minutes. Rav Yochanan Amar, let's take a look at this Tosfos Yeshanim over here. In order to understand this, we need a little bit of background information. There's a Mishnah in Makos. You don't know Makos? Makos is the Chachamim Rebbe Shimon. There's Makos is the Chachamim Rebbe Shimon as to what level of achila a person has to do in order to get Malkus Minatorah. We pass like the Chachamim and say you need to be Zayin, and that's like accepted according to Lahalacha. Everyone knows that to the point where you didn't even know that Rebbe Shimon disagreed and said you get a Kol Shehu. According to Rebbe Shimon, if you eat a Kol Shehu of Chelev, Malkus. If you eat a Kol Shehu of Bas B'chala, Malkus. If you eat a Kol Shehu of a Sheretz, Malkus. No matter what the issue is, you get a Kol Shehu is the shear for an Onesh, a Mash Eikin, according to the Chacham. According to Rebbe Shimon, you can't have a, presumably you can't have Chatzi Shehu. The entire discussion is in the world, seemingly of the Chacham. Let's see in a second. Go. Rav Yochanan Amar. Asim na Torah mishim dechazi litzdarufe. Mihu ikar time at the Rav Yochanan de darish leila kamen mikra de kol chela. That was the point we said earlier on. Really, it's exeris hakasav, and we thought that would mean that what? It's a separate isser as well. V'im kein malka nami laki. You should even get malkas on it. By the way, that question only exists if you assume that what? Yeah, if it's a separate isser. But the same old isser just downgraded, then what? The whole point is that you didn't hit the shear. There's no having in it for Malkus. He's asking, why not give the guy Malkus? The Hachimashmi, the Mayri Kra, the Kol Chelev. There sounds like there's a separate Isser called Kol Chelev. Of course you should get Malkus on Kol Chelev like you would any other Isser in the world, which is very much already Mashma L'Shitasa. In other words, if I would just stop here, it'd be Mashma L'Shitasa. Midakamar ainli ela kol sheyeshnu ba'onish sheyeshnu ba'azhara. That's exactly what the Braisa taught me, that there's an Isser, but there's no onesh. There's an azhara, but there's no onesh. Vikasha, and it's a funny thing, some have the girsa of Vikasha, and some have it outed, which l'chor should make a big difference, but he's about to bring two rayas to his theory. Either Vikasha without my theory, or Dahava with my theory, but you'll see, he's about to bring two rayas to his theory. Vikasha, if not, because Dahava leila meimar le Rav Yochanan halacha kerev Shimon reish lakish kerabbanon. It would make a lot of sense to link up what? This was that alluded to just a second ago. It would make a lot of sense to do what? See, the Chachamim are really who? Reish lakish. And Rav Yochanan is Rav Shimon. At the end of the day, according to Rav Shimon, according to Rav Yochanan, Achati Shir is Asim and Torah. According to Rav Shimon, Tesmet Torah with Malkus, makes a lot of sense to link it up. L-U-C, he'll say in a second. That's one of the rayas, that you don't get Malkus on a Chatzi Shir. That's one of his rayas. The second raya is as follows. V'od Rav Yochanan gufei karm v'gemar perek shalosh amidu perek elu ovrim kol yisur en shabbat Torah ein hetem et starif lesher chutz mi yisur ein nazir. In other words, the rule is as follows, that if you want to be mitzarif heter, let's say you have a half a kezias of cheeseburger with a half a kezias of bread. Bread is totally mutter. Or let's say you have a half a chelev, half a kezias of chelev and a half a kezias of bread. Would you be mitzarif the heter with the isur to create a shear? So the rule is by nazir, yes, but by kol tar kula, no. It says as follows: v'ichatzi shear lucky, and if you would get malchus on a chatzi shear, it's siruf lamali. Then why would you ever have to be a starif? What would be the goal? Why would the Torah ever mandate it siruf? Even without it siruf, you'd get malchus. Ella, what again? You see that there is no malchus. Those are his rais that there no malchus. V'amar Rebbe, the lab kushi, the kulu kirabanan sniru lehu, mid the low shani le resh lakish hacha, kahikir of Yom Rav Shimon. V'amar kamina de rabanan. And you see from here that the Gemara didn't say this. The Gemara does accept the principle that Nazir is mitzdarif and everything else is not mitzdarif. So that on one hand there's no Malkus. And more than that, the fact that the Gemara doesn't link up Rav Yochanan to Rav Shimon and the Resh Lakish to the Chachamim, the fact that both Rav Yochanan and Resh Lakish within the world of the Chachamim shows that what? That what? That there are no Malkus according to Rabbi Yochanan, even though the Chatzis Shir is from that Torah, and from that Torah, so we should have Malkus, you see there are no Malkus. Then he has a funny line. He says as follows, and these are the key words. Ella al karchach, rather because of that, hachale in yisur dekra kol chelev, lo mari ella b'yisur ba'alma. Because of that, it's got to be an Isur ba'alma. Right away, what's the lashon of Isur ba'alma sound like? Yeah, a separate Isur called Chatzis Shir. That's the third Raya that I think this is. Tosfos Shana Shita, A, the Pasuk, B, he says you should get Malkus, C, he used the term Isser Ba'alma, and here I think it's also the sharpest one. You got to stick with me, you got to be holding it like the Shana Shita, just to review the flow. Why not say Rabbi Yochanan's like Rav Shimon? The answer is because there's no Malkus. Therefore, it must be an Isser Ba'alma. Here comes the copy, ready? What's the therefore must be an Isser Ba'alma? Once I know it's not like Rav Shimon, I know it's an Isser Ba'alma. Why is that the case? Because what does Rav Shimon clearly hold? It's a downgraded Isser. You get Malkus on a Kol Shehu. Rav Shimon holds it's a downgraded Isser, says the Tosfos Yeshanim. Once I know that Rav Yochanan is not like Rav Shimon, but rather like the Chachamim, I know it's not a downgraded Isser, but what? Lishitasa, Raya number four, it's a separate, independent Isser. Okay. I know I'm supposed to answer a lot of questions. Let's take some from over here, then I want to get back to this Rashi over here. But I still have a little bit more to say, and I'm like way out of time already. Yeah, what do you got, Moshe?
Why is
Shimon holds Shir Kazayis, exactly. The Torah doesn't have Shirim by Achila, Kol Shir, you get Malkus for it. So that sounds like Rabbi Yochanan. Isn't it Mamish Asim from a Kol Shir? Isn't Chatzis Shir Asim from a Torah? Says Rabbi Shimon, no, they're much different. And therefore, I know that it's Isser Ba'alma. What does that mean? I'd like to suggest. The difference is Rabbi Shimon holds it's a downgraded Isser. It's a full Isser, not downgraded. It's the same old Isser, correct, just not downgraded. Rabbi Yochanan holds, because he's not like Rev Shimon, one could have said differently, one could have said he's not like Rev Shimon, it's a downgraded Isser. That's not what Tosfos Shanim says. He says it's fundamentally different, and therefore it's an Isser Ba'alma. I'm just explaining it's a stark contrast between the same old Isser versus a brand new Isser called Kol Chelev. What's nice is that Tosfos Shana works out perfectly. There's like four rhymes, and this is his linkage, and this is the way he learns over here. Mashiach in the Rambam, and presumably the Rambam go that way as well. Okay, just to get back to this last one, Nakud and Rashi. If you remember, we had made a deal with Rashi back in Ayin Gimel. Rashi with the Lord Kolomar Pachos Mikishir Asim Natola. What else could have Chatzi Shir meant? Besides, Pachos Mikishir. What else could have Chatzi Shir meant? Option number one is Pachos Mikishir. And what's option number two? What? Exactly. 50% of the Shir. You know what words would really trigger that? And what words could you use to describe 50% of the Shir? What words would be the perfect words to use? Chatzi. Chatzi Shir. According to Rashi, Chatzi Shir is Lav Dafka. You know what it means? It means Pachos Mishir. That's what Kolomar is coming to do. Chatzi Shir is an unbelievable read. Does anyone hold of such a thing? The truth is the Maharam Chalava or Chalva, I'm not sure if I can be honest with you, in Pesachim, on Daf Chavdal, it says this exact suggestion, that you only violate the Isra of Chatzis Shir if you eat 50% or more. If you eat 25% of the Kedayis, what's the halacha? According to Rashi, what's the din? Asim Natar. According to the Maharam Chalava, Motar. No, 75 is over 50%. He thinks 50% or more. And now the question becomes, what's behind this machlokes? The truth is, this suggestion is not only brought up by the Maharam Kalam, it's a fascinating, difficult position of the Rambam. Anyone know the famous Rambam Hilchos Chametz? Sure, you must know this. What's it say? You'll remember it. You know what else? What's the famous Rambam about Chatzis Shir? Do you remember this or no? The Rambam, in Hilchos Chametz Matzah, says that there's a special Gzeres HaKasav called The Rambam writes in Hilchos Chametz Matzah that a kol shehu of chametz is us, and he quotes a pasuk which is kol chametz or something like that. What? Kol sor, is that what it is? Kol machmetzah, is that what it is? I forgot what that is. The question is, why does the Rambam only quote a pasuk by chati shir of chametz, but by kol tar kula, every other isra in the world, he doesn't quote a pasuk. He never quotes kol chelet. In other words, when it comes to every single, chatz shir in the world, the rabbi assumes it's a svar. However, when it comes to coming to matzah, he has his zeres hakasav.
For coming, like Rashi.
Hang on. So many achronim give many pelusim. I'm running out. I'm looking around. The avnei miluim suggests in the Rambam. The avnei nezer. Thinking Kedushin over here, that's why I'm a little like, it becomes your best friend with that's Kedushin. The Avnei Nezer suggests, maybe as follows. Maybe, when it comes, the Rambam holds that what is Chatzi Shir by Kol Tar Kula, 50%. However, by Chametz, what? Even 1%. Why would that be? We'll have to get back to it. But this may be the Avnei Nezer's pshat in the Rambam. What's behind this machlokes? Correct. There are two ways you can understand the problem of the Chatzi Shir. Let's see a second point. One option is that it's intrinsically bad. It's fundamentally flawed. It's tainted. It's evil. It's b'chatz. There's something wrong in it. In other words, it's like an isser b'chatz. If you need a Chatzi Shir, you ate something terrible. Alternatively, it's not bad. It's just potentially bad. Now, by the way, if the Isra is called Chelev, then what would you suggest? It's intrinsically bad. It's Bimahos. Essentially, essence is bad. Isra Bechetza.
51%.
Exactly. However, if the Isra is, let's say, Kazi Lissarufe, then what? Then the Chora, at least, the truth is, I wouldn't look it up completely. I would think there's two ways to go. Either you could say, as well as Bechetza as well. Or it's just been potentially bad. The truth is, Chazin Litzarufe really can read one of two ways. Let's take a look at the words. How does it say? Which way reads better at first glance? Kevan. To Chazin Litzarufe Isura Ka'achil. What does it sound like? The truth is, you have to break the sentence in half. How would you break it apart? Kevan to Chazin Litzarufe sounds like it's potentially bad. Isura ka'achil sounds like inherently bad. Okay, but you got to read the whole sentence. How would you do it? Either kevan dechazi litzarufe, since eventually you'll come to eat more, therefore what? Therefore the Torah made it aser, isura ka'achil, or maybe what? Let me show you just how bad it is. Because if you come to eat more, you'll get malchus for it. You with me? It's a proof how bad it is. Let me prove to you just how evil it is. Isser, chelev is so bad that if you just have a little bit more of it, then what? You'll get malchus for it. Doesn't that show you how bad this is, even though it's not the shear? In other words, what is kevan d'chazi? Is that what they call a siva, or is it just a simen? So if it's aser b'chetz, it's intrinsically bad. What's the Gemara doing? It's showing me, it's a sign, it's a proof. Let me show you how bad it is. If you need more, then you want to know what? You get malchus for it. So even now it's bad. Alternatively, you can say, no, the Gemara is giving me the reason why it's bad. The reason why it's bad is because Shema, I'm going to eat more. L'may nafkamina. So I'll get back to this machlokes in a second. Just try to clarify this for those who are going to understand the potential issue versus the actual issue. Yes, sir. Rabbi Akiva Eger has a fascinating, fascinating head. Rabbi Akiva Eger thinks it's totally mutter. If you can measure the time properly, just before the end of Yom Kippur, while it's mamash on Yom Kippur, you can eat a chatzi shir, assuming that there's no chance, you work out the time, you work out the amount, it's totally mutter, Rabbi Akiva Eger. You got that? According to Rabbi Akiva Eger, if it's like 1.5 seconds left before the end of Yom Kippur, you want to eat a chatzi shir, it's totally mutter. Why? Because it's not chatzi l'tzarut. Which one is Rabbi Akiva Eger? Yeah, for sure it's the potential. And the truth is, the same problem that people suggest on the Rambam with this, others suggest, who suggested it? I forgot who it was. Oh, yeah, the Tzlach. The Tzlach said that on the Rambam as well, that 99% of the time the Rambam would agree to Rabbi Akiva Eger. Which case would you not agree to Rabbi Akiva Eger? Chametz, and that's why you need a special Derech HaKasuv over there. Okay. Different sheets of the Nachman, how to learn the Rambam. But it's a great Nafkamin. If you believe it's intrinsically bad, then what? There's no way you can do it while it's still on Yom Kippur. But if the only concern is Shema, you're going to have more, then what? Then Lechor, potentially, it'd be okay. That very well may be this machlokas. So over here, what do you mean? Hachas Mashir or Chazi Shir Dafka? If it's Hachas Mashir, if it's intrinsically bad, then what? If it's intrinsically bad, any shear would not make a difference. If you had 40% of terrible stuff or 60% of terrible stuff, it's all terrible stuff.
Even 20%
can do it. The truth is, if I wanted to, if I held the svara of potential, I think it could even go either way. But the only way I can begin to talk is if I felt that, you know, it was a potential. And I'll say it differently. The Maram Chalava, or this Abdinesha, makes two assumptions. Number one is that chatzi shir is potential, and more than that, it has to be a serious potential. It has to be a serious concern. And what point in time is it a serious concern? The 50 yard. And therefore, textually, that's where the Maram Chalava goes. In conception, that's where it comes from as well. In any event, that's just a great nafka mina. One second. If that's correct, l'chora, what Rashi, good. So therefore, we've got a second hakir over here, which is, even if it is as chazul et sarufe, there are two ways of understanding chazul et sarufe. Either it's intrinsically bad, or it's not intrinsically bad. And by the way, kol chel is intrinsically bad. Chazul et sarufe would be similar, but just a svara, and this version of chazul would be fundamentally different from the Kibbeh's version. Just to go back to the Rashi, I think this is really what Rashi has in mind, not just a cute little vart. Look inside of Rashi. Kilomar pachas mikishir asim in our Torah, I'd like to suggest that the reason why Rashi mentions the pasuk over here, why does Rashi quote the pasuk over here? You follow that? Why does Rashi insist on quoting Kol Chelev over here? The Gemara was patient enough to wait till Ayin Dalet. So there are Achronim who say because you can't even begin to talk about Chatz Yishir being in a Torah unless you have a real Gezeres HaKasuv. And therefore Rashi had to tell you right away. Although the truth is, there are many times in Chas, where Rashi says, look, come on, I'll tell you the source. You probably see, if you read 3-Daf Gemara, you probably come across Rashi saying, we'll get there, don't worry about it. It's almost as if like there's some other thing driving Rashi to say this. And I'd like to suggest that maybe what's driving Rashi to say is Rashi understood Chazilin Saruk, the potential Rashi believed it was an Isser and Mechatzah. If that's the case, right away Rashi says as follows. I'm sorry. I want you to know it's intrinsically bad. That even the smallest amount. And it's learned out from the pasuk of Kol Chelev. Because Kol Chelev is an automatic, intrinsic problem. And that maybe what triggered Rashi to learn the way he does. If this theory is correct, I read the Kilomar very carefully. I also understand why he wrote Kol Chelev over here. And lastly, I understand the Divrei Hamaschal. The Divrei Hamaschal, if this other Achronus Shepshat would be correct, you know, that you need the Gzeres HaKasuv right away so you would know, what should Rashi Divrei Hamaschal have been instead? Asim min HaTorah. Or Chatzi Shir min HaTorah, Semi min HaTorah. The Gzeres HaKasuv is only Chatzi Shir, and I think the point is that what? It's Gufa, that line Rashi is interpreting. Chatzi Shir is dafka, not, sorry, is lav dafka chatzi, but rather pachos mishir.